This Day with Gunners and Ali. It's Monday, the 10th of January. Let's find out what happened on this day. And having a birthday is legendary. Sir Rod Stewart. He turns 77 years old. Absolutely fabulous. He's supposed to be coming in March. My parents have tickets. Let's hope he doesn't postpone again.
He puts on a good show too. Mm. Donald Fagen was born in New Jersey on this day in 48, turning 74. US musician, of course, one half of Steely Dan, who had a number of classic tracks, including this one. That one.
Steely Dan were incredible. Weren't they the first band to ever introduce harmonic guitars?
Very cool. Very picky in the studio they were.
Yes.
Perfectionists.
Yes, it comes across in their music. George Foreman, the American boxer, today is 73.
The lady who was discovered as a waitress in a singing bar, Pat Benatar, turned 69 today. Happy
Love
birthday,
is
Pat.
A battlefield. Someone else who's having a birthday and is a singer is US singer Sean Colvin. She's 66 today.
Brad Roberts turns 58, lead singer for Canadian band Crash Test Dummies.
Yeah, he's got that really low voice, doesn't he? And Jermaine Clement, the New Zealand comedian and musician, today is 48.
Love this character. Tintin and his dog Snowy made their first comic strip appearance on this day way back in 1929.
In 1956, Elvis Presley, then 21, recorded his first big hit. Do you know which one it was?
Heartbreak Hotel.
Yes!
Yes! The Greatest Show on Earth, directed by Cecil B. DeMille, opened in the US, 1952.
In 1985, sad day, Paul Hewson, the Dragon keyboard player, passed away at the age of 32.
And in 2016, we lost the legend. Oh, we come to heroes. David Bowie passed away from liver cancer on this day, 2016.
Yeah, he's only 69 years old. Vale, David Bowie. In 2020, Shane Warne's baggy green cricket cap fetched over $1 million at auction.
He could have washed it at least.
Oh, yeah, disgusting.
And first case of coronavirus, Ali. It has been 2 years.
My gosh.
It was reported in China. In Australia, the first case was reported January 24, 2020.
Yeah, that is crazy. That was the first case in Australia, wasn't it, in January 24? But the first day for the whole world in China was today. I cannot believe we're still dealing with this bloody COVID.
We're going to hang around for a bit more, I think.
And that's on this day for Monday, the 10th of January.